Have you ever encountered a person or been in a relationship that moved a little too quickly? Maybe they revealed too much of themselves way too soon. Maybe a first date, and you walked away saying, there will definitely not be a second date. That person shared too much information, TMI. There was way too much coming at me. There was way too much revealed in that first encounter or in the beginning of that relationship. That happens to us sometimes, doesn't it? And it kind of shakes us. It's not really the way that things naturally develop, where we get to know people over time. The same thing happens in nature. Think about when the sun peeks over the horizon every morning. If we were to experience the brightness of the sun at noonday, right at the beginning of the day, where it goes from complete darkness to complete light, that'd be way too much to receive. Think about when you're in a dead sleep and someone turns on all the lights. It's way too much to receive. It's too much revelation right at the same time. Even the way that we enjoy entertainment, maybe it's a novel or a series of movies or such. We don't want all of the information right at the beginning. Think about how you love to go to the movies or read novels that gradually develop. If you were to receive all of that information that it maybe is in a 2.5-hour movie, in a 5-minute YouTube video, it's just not the same. I might get all of the main details, but it's not as enjoyable as watching it unfold on the screen, all of the character development and all of the plot following out. And in some of those stories, it's so much that it's even broken into sections, like trilogies. Aren't the best stories often broken into trilogies, like a superhero trilogy or Star Wars or The Lord of the Rings? There's so much to be revealed that we have to take it in small bites. We have to take it in chunks in order to accept it and enjoy it in all of its splendor and glory. This is the exact way that God reveals himself to us. He does it gradually. He appears to us in steps. And that's really the great beauty of this feast day that we celebrate today, the Epiphany of our Lord. Epiphany means appearance or revelation. We know that Jesus came to us in Bethlehem, but much had to be developed throughout his life for us to receive him. It was there in seed form when he was a little baby in that manger of Bethlehem, but it had to be teased out and revealed gradually throughout his life here on earth with us. And even to this feast day that we celebrate today of Epiphany, we often think of the Magi, the wise men from the East, that's the core essence of this feast. But it's really only a third of this feast. The other two parts of this feast day help us to understand who Jesus is. It helps us in that gradual revelation. Certainly, it was at his birth when the Magi came. It was also revealed at his baptism, when 30 years later, he was baptized by his cousin John the Baptist in the Jordan. And then the third part of this feast is a wedding, the wedding of Cana, the birth, the baptism, and the wedding. Each of these has a part of our understanding of who Jesus is and who God has revealed him to be as he appeared to us in the world. The first part that we hear so much about in our readings today is the Magi, the men coming from the East to adore our Lord. And certainly that is the entry point into this mystery, that Jesus comes as a baby and some group comes from the East who are outside the family of Israel because they followed a star. And they come to the manger, seeing Jesus there with his mother today, bringing him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. they're able to recognize in some way who this baby will be. They call him the King of the Jews. And so they give him a kingly gift. They give him gold. But they also give him two other gifts that helps us understand who Jesus is. They give him frankincense. Frankincense was a gift that would be burned like incense that we use at Mass, burned for a god, burned for a deity. And so Jesus here, this little baby, is King of the Jews. He's God. And then they give him a third gift, myrrh. Myrrh was a spice that they would use in burial, a very rich, aromatic spice that would cover the stench of the corpse. And so they give him this expensive spice, recognizing he was a man born to die. Gold for a king, frankincense for a god, and myrrh, a man to die. That's the entry point into our understanding of Jesus in this feast day of the Epiphany. The second, after the birth comes the baptism. We'll spend a lot more time on that next Sunday because we get a whole other feast day next Sunday, the baptism of our Lord. But we hear just the main details of that story of John baptizing Jesus in the Jordan, and there's another revelation. There's another gift from God of who Jesus is. We hear the voice from heaven of the Father saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I'm well pleased." And then when he emerges from that water, a dove comes down, similar to the one here in our sanctuary. The dove comes down and rests upon Jesus, that image of the Holy Trinity, the voice of the Father, Jesus there, the second person being baptized in the Jordan, and then the dove, the symbol of the Holy Spirit, coming and resting upon him. This is that second installment of our revelation, our understanding of Jesus and who he is as he appears in our world. And then thirdly, the wedding feast of Cana. This happens just after Jesus' baptism. At his baptism, he comes and takes on his mission. "I am the Son of the Father. I have come to redeem the world. I have come to be that lamb slain for the world." And then shortly after, he visits a wedding. He comes to this couple, and they were in need. There was a crisis. They had ran out of wine. What a crisis at a wedding. And so Jesus comes, and he does his first public miracle. He reveals that he truly is who he says he is. He is whom the people heard the Father say he was. He was the Son of the Father. He was the Messiah. He was the one who came to save. And so now he makes his first public action confirming this reality. He takes ordinary water and he transforms it in its very substance. Only God can do that. Only God can change the natures of things, taking what was once water and transforming it into a completely new substance of wine. Brothers and sisters, it's each of these stories of Jesus' life that helps us understand him. It helps us understand and accept him and come to know him in deeper ways. That's the story of the Epiphany today in our world, that it's a gradual revelation. He appeared to us in small bites, small doses, so that we can understand him more deeply. And so my encouragement for you to this year is that you continue to read about and study about the one that we call Jesus, the Messiah, that it not be boring in your life. We can hear the stories sometimes and we know, yeah, I know that. I know the Magi. I know those wise men that came from the East and gave him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I know the details, the main points of the story. And we can often get bored with it. But Jesus' revelation is anything but boring. And when we think that we know it all, that we got all of the details down, we're fooling ourselves because there's always more to be received and more depths to go. St. John of the Cross, he has this great line that God's revelation and our understanding of him is like going into a cave, going into a mine. And when we go into it at first, we think, okay, this is it. There's that room, and there's this little crevice over here. But then when we go a little bit further, we find out, wait a minute, that crevice leads to another. And then I go down that one and that tunnel, and it leads up into a whole nother room. And then when I go into that room, it leads up into 10 more. This is how we study our faith. It's how we receive the Lord through the scriptures and through the revelation that he comes to us in those small doses, those small bites, so that we can receive him and then grow deeper in that truth. So today, as we celebrate this revelation to all men and women, every people of every nation, let us receive the Lord in this Eucharist. He continues to transform ordinary substances, bread and wine, but yet today he transforms them into his body and blood. So let us receive him in faith. Let us ask him to reveal more of himself, that he would appear today in my life.